Little Albert Erb, 4 years old and dressed Amish to match all the men of his congregation, tackled the steps to the back porch of his house, one at a time in the dark, with his most serious frown in place. In his nostrils there lingered the confusion of an unfamiliar odor. Was that how the English smelled, he wondered? Never mind. There were more urgent things to worry about. Albert stopped to catch his breath on the porch landing, pushed through the heavy back door, and pulled off his blue denim waistcoat in the mudroom. He hung his coat and round-brimmed black hat hastily beside the door, on one of the low hooks for children, and marched into the busy kitchen, thinking he needed to ask again about Maddie. Why wasn't he allowed to play with her anymore? Something had changed. He wasn't sure what it was, exactly, but he wasn't supposed to see her anymore, and he didn't like that at all. And did they know about the woods? How he went there every day to play with her? Yes. Remember to ask about Maddie, he thought. How could it be wrong to play? Was it the secret they kept that made it wrong? Is that why his father spoke so? Why he felt so ashamed? Albert's thoughts wandered to the woods where they met to play. Maddie always brought one of her puppies. They had fun. He stood in the kitchen, surrounded by family, and puzzled it through in his mind. Why did he have to be secret about playing with her? He knew he did, but why? Then Albert remembered his Uncle Benny, and his puzzlement about Maddie retreated from his thoughts. Uncle Benny was the more important problem right then. Yes, Uncle Benny. Talk to Demima about Benny. At his mother's side, Albert gave a soft tug on her dress and looked up with innocent brown eyes, searching for her acknowledgement. When she turned to look down at him, he waited for her to speak, as any youngster should. Yes, Albert, she said. You can see I am busy with breakfast. Albert nodded gravely, swallowed his consternation, and said, Benny will nicht schwärze. Benny won't talk. His mother said, We're all busy with chores, Albert. Go wash your hands now and mind the stove. Albert kept his gaze on her for a spell and then shrugged and moved off to the low sink, skirting the wood stove. He was both perplexed about Benny and unhappy with his mother. She didn't have to remind him like that. He'd been burned once when he was a baby, but he wasn't a baby anymore. He knew about baking biscuits for breakfast. So Demima really didn't have to warn him about hot stoves. He should tell her that, he thought, but when he turned back to show her his pout face, he lost his grasp on his reasons for complaining. At the sink, he put all of his little weight into pulling down and pushing up on the black iron pump handle, and he rinsed his hands in the cold well water. There, he thought, drying his hands on his pants, good enough to pass to Mima's inspection. Albert turned from the sink and went over to his Aunt Lydia at the long kitchen table. He popped up onto the chair beside her and watched her spoon butter into a bowl of fried potatoes. When she glanced at him, he said, Benny kann nicht laufen. Benny can't walk. Lydia chided, You know his legs are stiff, Albert, and got up to pour whole milk from a pail into the dozen glasses set out the night before. Albert watched her work with the pail, thought about his problem, and decided to tell one of his older brothers. He found Daniel coming into the mudroom with another pail of milk, and he told him, Benny kann nicht sehen. Benny can't see. Daniel nodded, swung past him with the pail, and didn't reply. So Albert took his coat and hat off the wall hook and went back outside. He saw a lantern glowing orange in the barn and decided to try to explain his alarm to the big daddy. Standing outside the milking stall, Albert called out, Benny is net umuva, Vater. Herr Lischust stille. Benny is not moving, Father. He lies still. For all his troubles, all Albert got was, Albert, tell your sisters to get out here. This milk's going to curdle in the pails. So young Albert Erb shrugged his little shoulders, crossed the gravel driveway, and took the sidewalk over to the family's grocery store. Going in at the back, he felt his way down a dark aisle between tall shelves. bent over beside his Uncle Benny, and shook his shoulders. Then he pushed on Benny's chest, and nothing happened. Albert sighed, got up on his feet, left the store, and walked back to the big house as the sun streaked a faint line of rose over the horizon. There had been that English aroma again, he realized. He wondered what that meant. When he took his place at the breakfast table, Albert said to his sister Ella, older than he by 2 years, "Benny will nicht schwärze. Benny won't talk." Ella laughed and parroted, "Benny will nicht schwärze. Benny will nicht schwärze." With an indignant scowl, Albert stood on his chair and stomped his boots on the wooden seat. When his mother turned to reprimand him, he flapped his arms up and down at his sides and shouted, "Benny kann nicht hische." "Benny can't hear," determined to make his point. Before his mother could scold him, Albert's father came into the kitchen with a basket of brown eggs and asked, "Has anyone seen Benny this morning?" Thus Albert concluded that no one had heard him, or worse, that no one believed him. He knew he wasn't allowed to be a chatterbox. Didn't Uncle Enos call Benny a chatterbox all the time?